This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think the key thing is that we know, you know, basic human evolution is that progress looks like that. And we had a slump against them. We came back after that slump and played some of the best netball that we've played in the last 18 months. So we had a little lift. They've given us another kick in the pants. And so the idea is we have another little lift. And, yeah, look, we're not happy with the way that game went, but we know we're heading in the right direction. And I think it's a matter of just making sure we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater when games like that happen.
No time to feel sorry for yourselves as well with the Vixens away on the horizon. But I guess I kind of alluded to this with Ruby earlier in the week. Whilst the Vixens have won every game and they're such a strong, consistent team, but they don't necessarily blow you off the park. Like there's a feeling there that you've got a chance if you can put in a full 60-minute performance to sort of match them as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
We kind of saw that on the weekend with the Giants.
Yeah, and our margin against them was not massive when we played them in round one when, you know, Imo and Maddie had never been on the court together and things like that. So we've just had one of those seasons where someone gets back to fitness, someone else comes out, someone gets back, someone else comes back. So in that time, that's built a lot of resilience. It's meant that we've had to be really clear about game plan and structure so that when people come back into the mix, everything's nice and simple. But we've grown since round one. We absolutely have grown since round one, and the Vixens are going to be a great test of that, and we look forward to getting out there and playing them.
You had the same 10 for consecutive weeks, which must have been a bit of a luxury for you as the coach, the way the season's gone. But also, I guess the benefit is that you've got a lot of those players who've come back who are sort of, they're getting off the whole management scenario, which I guess gives you a lot more flexibility as a coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having my contracted 10 available to me at some point during this season, but I think the beauty of it is the Jessies, Elsa when she's had her opportunity, Gribbs when she had her opportunity, they're with us so much anyway that they are part of the wider squad and they do a very good job, and every week they get more and more of those connections. So, yeah, every week though, we like today on a Thursday, I have to wait and hear from the physio before we name who's on that plane.
Yeah, I guess one of the highlights maybe for the trip to Adelaide was the performance of Tapia, and we've kind of really seen her build, I guess, as the season's gone on in terms of that partnership that she's got connecting them in court with Mary and stuff. But she really seems to be starting to find her feet in terms of what you were hoping she could bring with that connectivity and that ability to pass the ball around and connect shooters, but also take chances herself.
Yeah, Teeps is probably one of the smartest players out on court. She knows how to use her body and she's always thinking a couple of plays ahead. So she's, her ability to read what's going to happen the next phase is where she will send the ball and send things in, and just some really lovely touches in terms of her fakes and getting the ball either into Mary or back out to her middies is really great. I think she's built into this season, and as you said, and that things will continue to rise as she gets confidence in her teammates and her connections around her.
I guess we've seen with the Vixens, do you believe that what it takes to kind of beat a team like them is being consistent across the whole 60 minutes? Like they are just a team that's I don't know whether relentless is the right word, but they just perform for every single quarter, and you've kind of got to go with them. You can't have a drop off.
Yeah, I think that the beauty of the Vixens is they've been together such a long time that they have such faith and belief. Even when they're not in front or when the game is close, they are the team that just keeps doing what they do very well consistently. But I think it's the top 3 inches for them is what gets them over the line quite often in those tight situations. And I think that's definitely a space that we're pushing through. And that's the key for us is being happy to stay in the grind with them and playing those tennis match games where it's they score, we score, they score, we score, and keeping with them and on top of them. If you're not with them, you're not going to be in the game. So that's the goal this weekend.
Yeah, and I guess just finally, there's been lots of talk about that sort of, it looks kind of like the fourth position's the one sort of up for grabs, and there's been lots of talk from other clubs. We're still there, we're still hanging on with the chance for it, but it's really, I think I've seen a couple of coaches say it's time to motor and stuff. It's probably the same for us. It's sort of time for us to start building and closing in on that spot, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, Thunderbirds, Vixens and Fever, I'd say, are pretty comfortably in that top four is what it looks like at the moment. They've won the game they've needed to win. They've started the season well. It's the rest of us that are pretty much fighting it out for those other spots. And you know, having wins against those top three teams, so Thunderbirds, Vixens and Fever, that's the only way you're going to get there, because we'll still fight it out amongst ourselves, but having those extra points from those top three teams will be important.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.